From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome once more to our gospel program. It's not just the beginning of the week, it's the beginning of a new year. Let me wish all of our listeners and the staff at Radio Star Country a very happy and prosperous 2005. We'll be looking at John's Gospel this morning, the chapter 10, and the verses 7 to 18, where we have the parable of the sheepfold. But first of all, let's have a hymn. We're going to listen to that beautiful hymn, Jesus Paid It All. May I just, before I play the hymn, remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with me. We're going to be looking once more at the subject of the unwelcome Christ. Continue our study of the Saviour's parable of the sheepfold. We're looking at John chapter 10, the verses 7 to 18. In our study last week, we considered how that we had, in the words of the Saviour, a clear picture of a false teacher, a false shepherd. Christ most certainly wishes us to know just how a false shepherd acts and speaks, so that we may avoid him and his deceptions. Otherwise, there is a very heavy price to pay should we become a victim of his ploys. The price of being deceived is the loss of heaven. We also noted that the Saviour gave us a very instructive picture of what a true Christian is. A true Christian is one who hears and obeys the voice of Christ and follows his truth alone. Verses 4 and 5. In verses 7 to 18, we have first of all a wonderful picture of Christ himself. A self-portrait of the Saviour is always the most accurate. Here is Christ's description of himself. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. Verse 9. My friends, this truly is one of the Bible's golden sayings. How much it tells us, both of ourselves and of the Saviour. We are told we need to be saved. The word saved, used here by the Saviour, means to deliver from all danger and keep safe. We need to be saved because we are in danger. We are in danger of God's wrath falling upon us because of our sins. That is the dreadful consequence of sin, and it will be experienced by all who do not avail themselves by faith of the salvation that Christ has wrought for his sheep. There is the most wonderful salvation to be found in Christ. See the picture Christ draws for us here. If any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The picture is one of an idyllic pasture in which the sheep finds all it requires for rest, comfort, and peace. David used a similar phrase in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Verses 1 and 2. See also that Christ is the door into this bountiful provision. At the cross, the Lord Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for the sins of his people and obtained redemption for them. His blood has reconciled his elect to God, removed their condemnation, and opened up a new and a living way into God's presence. Let me read to you the relevant scriptures. Take a note of the references that I give, and study these scriptures for yourself. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9 and 12. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Romans chapter 5, verse 10, and John chapter 5, verse 24. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20, and chapter 4, verse 16. All this Christ has wrought for his people, and thus has become the door through which repentant, believing sinners may enter salvation. Please note the fact that Christ calls himself the door. It is important to notice that the definite article is used. He is not a door, but the door. I wish to emphasize the exclusiveness of Christ. There is no salvation out of him. Many may speak of there being no salvation outside of their church or their denomination. I do not speak in these terms. It is not denominations or churches that provide salvation, but Christ himself. Outside of him, there is no salvation. Again, note that this is not a locked door. He says, if any man enter in, that can only mean that the door is not locked. Some may claim to hold the keys of salvation, but I say that there are no keys required, for the door will open easily for the believing soul who seeks to enter. The hand of a child may push open this door. Did not Samuel, the boy, find this to be so? The hand of the feeble and the faint may open this door. The poor, feeble woman, dying of a plague, for which no doctor could give her a cure, found it to be so. Mark chapter 5, the verses 25 to 34. Read those verses and note her story. You today may likewise find it to be so. Enter the sheepfold of salvation by faith in Christ while you may. Christ is the door to a very large sheepfold. He tells us so here in verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. He is, of course, speaking of the Gentiles, the heathen nations of the world, to which his apostles brought the glorious tidings of the gospel. We are Gentiles here in Ireland. There are very few of the ancient people of Israel living in this land. To us there comes the gospel invitation of Christ. If we heed it and obey it, then we shall become part of Christ's great sheepfold, and united by faith with the believers of ancient Israel, the prophets and the apostles, we shall enter into the wonderful and eternal blessings that are the possession of Christ's sheep. Generations of Irish men and women and boys and girls have responded to the gospel and found this to be so. Come today, in response to the call of the great and the good shepherd, and seek entrance into salvation through him and his precious blood. Do join me tonight at 9 o'clock once again. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.